Kedosa pata filo mumkal. Rashi says, "Ochi yom Rabbi Yochanan leMidrasha, the high chayev diktoni, chayev litnu lekoyin kamar al mizbech loykoriv yedai diyistaniyev mumkavu lishchad alav b'mikotiy." Hold on, Rabbi Yochanan. A filo mumkal. What does that mean? Even a small mum also. See what that means. Rashi said before. Means a filo mumkal, a filo vein yodik achovim shut v'shelu biyozna. Even the guy only owns the ear of an animal. Who it is like Rav Huna Shita. Shimhoyim let, even if take it off, chelkoi, and it wouldn't make an available trefa, only a mumkal b'yama, p'turim in abachor, it's also not the patach in abachor. So kish Rav Yechna Chur is holding like Rav Huna. So it says, talking Rav Yechna, that filu mumkal is the goy, or the goy only has a shutfis, in a part, like the ear, and even if you pull it off the animal, you only make a small mum, still that's enough to free pati from the chor. Now the most kash, Ivri Yotanan, we learned, Rochel Shayolda min eiz. Let's say a rochel, a sheep, they gave birth to a goat. Or else the opposite way, an eiz, a sheep, a goat, she yold them in rochel, gave birth to a kid, looks like a sheep. The lecher is pturim in abachor. You put them in abachor, because that's called a shinu, you put them in abachor. The yemyesh bo miksa simonim, let's say though the kid has a little bit simonim like the mother, even though the mother was a goat and the kid's a sheep, but if the sheep looks a little bit like the goat, then yechayiv in vishas bachor. Why? Because mum kavua have the lishvat alof, but it's a mum kavua that you could shecht on it. These were the two alochis that Rabbi Yochanan said over. Yeah. So the first alocha was the get our shalah shutfas of the guy, even though he only owns a small thing like a mum kal. And secondly, he says that he learned here the din of a rock or sheol demenez min rock or the pturim and abechayram. So he says if you have yesh by mixas simonim, then yechayiv because it's called the mum kavua lishvat alof. Rashi is talking about the judge. Ta'ay chayv diktoni. That's what it says. Chayv over here. If you have mixas, that's if you have chiddush. It says you have mixas of this simonim. The kid has a mixas of someone like the mother. Then it's chayv of the chayra. So if you have chiddush on, it says don't think you have to give it to the mizbeach for korban now, because about it since it changed a little bit, so that's called the mum kavua. So a korban means just you have to give it to the kohen and the kohen can shecht it the way it is. These are two halachas of Rabbi Yochanan. That if the behemoth, the mother was a goat and the kid is a sheep, even though the sheep has a little bit simonim like the mother, still it's called a mum kavua that you claim to shecht it. He doesn't have to bring it for carbon. So much like this. Vishleim is good, the first halacha of Rabbi Yochanan. Vishleim, the mum kal, kamash mulon kidirav huna. Rabbi Yochanan is telling us that we should pass the chulag like Rav Huna svara, that no matter how little bit the goy owns in the behemoth, that's enough to pata from the chor. Ulachfuk is coming to exclude maybe Rav Chizkiah ben Rava, not like Rav Chizkiah ben Rava, that they say it has to be like a novella, like a treifa. Ella, but what's Rav Yochanan's second chiddush? What do we need him for? Ella mum kavua. That's what Rav Yochanan says, that if the kid is different than the mother, it's called a mum kavua, that you could check it. So my kamashman, what's Rav Yochanan teaching over here? Chorv shita, kivun di ishtani, since the kid is different, the mother was a goat, and the kid is a sheep, is heavenly mumma. That's called a mum. And Tanina, we learned like this already. Like, what do we need Rabbi Yochanan for? We learned this halacha. Tanina, we learned like this. O piv doima kisho chazir. Let's say the mouth of the behemoth looks like a pig. Harezem mum, that's also mum. You see, any little bit of shimui of it makes it into a mum. See, what's the chura? If it is also a shinui. Yeah. Samara says no. Samara says, v'chita nebi ketem like this. Hosam nishtana b'dov v'shen b'minoi kodesh. The chur, over there, let's say the sheep. Changes that its mouth looks like a pig, and the pig has no kedushas b'chayr altogether. So maybe that's why it's called a mum. But over here, nishtane b'davar shebeminoi kadosh b'chayr. But over here, the mother was a goat, and the kid is a sheep. So both of them are mechuyvin b'chayr. So maybe that's not called a shinui. So maybe we need Rav Yochanan to tell us, yes, this is called a mum. Maybe that's the kedushah of Rav Yochanan. So Morris says, no, again, we don't need him. For nine matinim, we learned this also. Nine matinino, we learned. Einoi achas gedoylo, v'yachas kitano. So you have a cow, whatever it is, any behemoth, the bechor, that one eye is big and one eye is small. V'tonim, that's also called the mum. And the v'tonim we learned, gedoylo means gedoylo shel egel, one is big like a cow, like a calf. V'tana kitana shel avos, like a bird. So bishleim kitana shel avos, that's good. Ein b'mina kodesh v'bechor. But a chicken, a bird, doesn't have any kushas bechor. That's called a good mum. But the other part, El Gadol, it says that the sheep's eye became big like a calf, Kishel Egel, and that's also called a mum. Sechura Yesh B'mina Kadosh B'chayra. But an eagle also has a din b'chor. You see, even though the sheep changes to look like a kif, and both of them have kedushas bechor, but since it's changed, it has a shinu now, that's called the mum. So, what am I Rabbi Yochanan for? The chur of shita, if the aiz looks like a rochel, that should be a mum. What's the chiddush of Rabbi Yochanan? So Mura says no. El alav mishum the Mura is speaking out there. El alav, isn't the reason? How come we say if the eye is too big, that's called the mum? El alav, isn't it mishum the aminu? We say kivun the ishtani, since the eye of this aiz changed and became so big with a calf's eye, hevele mum, that's called the mum. So what are we Rabbi Yochanan for? It's nothing in Mishnah like this. Someone says, Loi. Could be no for Mishnah alone, I would not know that the psul, the mum is because it changed. I'll tell you, maybe, Loi Mishum, the heavy lay Sarua. Maybe it's a new type of a mum of Sarua. Sarua means not because it changed, but if you have the different limbs, one is big and one is small, that's a new type of a mum, that's a new type of a pasmus for a korban, or for to give a kedusha b'chor. Rashi said, Loi Mishum, the heavy lay Sarua. The Sarua of the Torah. Zui she'evre echagodu mechaveroi. That's what it is. One leg is longer than the other one. So that's the mum. Therefore, you can't bring it for korban. But it could be just because of the shinu, just because it changed, maybe that does not make it into a mum. Right, let's say the hair changed. Instead of having wool, it has goat's hair. Maybe that would not make it into a mum. So therefore, we need Rabbi Yechon to teach us that it becomes a mum. It becomes a mum. That if the kid has different simonim, if the kid looks like a goat and the mother is a sheep, that's also called a mum. Because with this mishloan, a big eye and a small eye, that's not because it's a shinu, it's different, but that's a new mum of Sarua. The Gemara says, Halkinai and stuff, this is also the source like this. It's not learned like this. Mumin elu, Rashi says, Shapir Shachomim b'Bechor, these mumin we'll have later on in the Gemara, that talks about by Bechor, Bein Oivrin, elu Bein Kavu and Bein Oivrin Paislin. Whether they'll stay there, whether they'll go away, still they passel. Rashi Bein Oivrin, Bein Kavu and place them the passel from Bechor, you can't bring it for Korban. Yes, or lay in Adam, there are more psalm just by a Bechor, by a Behema, that you find by an Adam, by a Kain, Lamashal. There's also a psalm by a Kain. Ein of Shteng, those two of his eyes are big. Shteng, two of them are small. Like this. Gabi Yodam, who is by men, who it says, Ishish Mizar Aaron. They've been an Ish Shavu Mizar Shal Aaron. You have to be a normal person. Therefore, if both eyes are too big, or both eyes are too small, that's a mum. Aber bei Behemah, but by Behemah, Shtein Gevillah, Shtein Gatanis, Nami. By heavy mum, it's not called a mum. By Behemah, if both eyes are big, both eyes are small, that's not called a mum. It's only by an Odom, it's not called Shovah, Bizar, it has to be Doimah, Libne Yodom. But the Koparim, then the Kasher is, Achaz Gedullah, then Yachal Ketana, my timer. Is so you tell me, by Behemah, if both eyes are too big, or both eyes are too small, it's not called a mum. So how come we learned if one eye is big and one eye is small, it is a mum? Mishum shini, because it changed, one eye became changed. So then the question is, afilu shteng katanas nami. And even if both eyes are big, both eyes are small, also it's called a shinui. It's not a normal size eye. So how come by behemoth, the din is, if both eyes are big, it's kosher. One big and one small, it's possible, it's called a mum. What's the reason? And the lav, isn't the pshad is, mishum dehevelei sarua. Right? It's not because it changed, but that's the new zev, that's the prosik in the Torah. Sarua is a new mum. If one limb is big and one limb is small, that's the mum, not because it changed. Could be this shinu is not called a shinui. It's only because it's called a sarua. One big and one small, that's the mum. And therefore, both are big and both are small, you have no psul. So therefore, you have no proof to it. Therefore, it's good Rabbi Yechon, it's only that's a chiddush. So Mura says, Lord, no, it's not the pshad over here. Really, I can tell you mishum shinui. Really, I tell you when one eye is big, one eye is small. The reason why it's possible, because it's called a shinui. But I tell you like this: shinu heavy muma. That really shinu for change. That's also called a mum. I have a question in the kokashach. You have a question then. Afilu shteng gedolos, shteng katanis. That even if both eyes change to be big, or both eyes change to be small, also it should be a psula, should be a mum. It's called a shinui. Tamar says no. Hossam over there, we say the reason why both eyes became so big in Machmas Brusa, Yisera, so it became very strong, very healthy. That's why it became so big. It's not really a mum. In Machmas Brusa, he said that could happen. So then, Tavayu, Boilam Ivri, both of them should happen. So therefore, if both of them are big, it's not called a mum. That's normal, it's healthy, Brusa big. But when one big and one small, that's not a mum, that's a shinui. In the opposite way, if both of them turn small, yimach maski cheshusa, that could happen because the baby became very weak, and that's also normal. But if chushi yisera became very, very weak, But if so, again, Tavaya, Boyi, Michesh, then both of them should have become small. So that's why it could be when both of them become small, if not a mum, because maybe that's normal. That could happen. The Behemoth got very, very weak now. So they both become big, the Behemoth got very strong. But the only time it's called a Shinui, what's not normal, is one big and one small. So again, we have no proof. It could be taka that that's called the mum, one big and one small. And then we have a kasha, what's the chiddush of Rabbi Yochanan, what is it teaching us? Pshit is called the mum, or else maybe no, maybe taka this is not called the mum. There was a brother used to give to her his behemoth to fatten. So the brother was a guy, and she gave over the behemoth to her sister, the Jew, and the Jew now should fatten it. And the standard question was, it gave birth, what's the loch of the Bechor? So Osla came in the brother, came in front of brother. Omalah, so he said, lest the choshlo lod Rabbi Yehuda. We don't have to be afraid from Yehuda's words, the yom that he holds, should for such a chavim, chayevus of the chayra, and we don't pass them like Rabbi Yehuda. Therefore, in this case, since like your brother is a guy, so when he give you the behemoth, even though you get the bechor now, since he has a shutfis, he owns the mother. So vav yipotam na bechor, there's no shayla. Right. Another case was Rav Mori bar Rochel hevilei hichiusa hevilei hichiusa. He had some cattle. Hevi matna liyudina yulev gachovim. So I said, Rav Mori bar Rochel wants to do something that he shouldn't have to have kedushas bechor here. So he used to sell the ears of the animal to a guy. So therefore, midirais attack, we hold like Rafuna, that he's potter from Abichor. But still, he was a machmer upon himself, v'yosalu begizig avoida. He still used to act with it as if it was a Bechor, and he would not share off the wool, or he would not work with it. V'yoyivlu lekahanim. And he would still give it to the kahanim, like he was a machmer. So we'll soon see why he did this. But he was machmer, he gave it to the kohen. The worst of what happened was, ukloyich yusri amori barochom. All his animal died out. So Mashman, what he did was the wrong thing, he got a punishment, all his cattle died out. So the question is, what happened here? Since Rav Mori bar Rochel anyway acted as if it was a Bechor, he didn't shear off the wool, he didn't work with it, he gave it to a Kohen. So am I not the Luli Yudnayu, let it go him. For what purpose did he have to sell the ears to the guy to give it through in Bechorah? He acted with Bechor anyway. So Mori says, yes, he was afraid. He was afraid that maybe somebody would make a mistake. Like he'll give it to the Kohen, and maybe the Kohen would work with it. Maybe the Kohen would Gozaz, share off the wool. So he just wanted to make sure nobody would be over in Islam, so therefore he potted it, but still he didn't want to, like, not be nice to the Kohen, so he still was no need to give it to the Kohen. So we ask the question, if so, Ihoch, if so, my time akolach Yusai, to Rav Mori, how come all his animals died out? Like, what did he do wrong? So Mor says, yes, Mishum Dumaf Kalum Mikishasayu. Because still he took off the Kedushas of Bechor. Like by selling it to the guy, we hold like a Funa, there's no more Kedushas Bechor on it. So that's not nice to take off the Kedushas Bechor. So Mor says, anything wrong with it? Aye, but Omer Abiyud Yehudi says, Mutter Liyodim Lahato Mum Bechor. A person is allowed to put a Mum on a Bechor when Kaidim Shiyots Lahav Reilam. Like if you have your pregnant cow, you know it's going to give birth to its first one. So when the baby comes out, the Bechor, there's not ever to make a mum. But before it comes out, you'll have to be matal mum in it. So when it comes out, it has no Kedushas HaKrovo. So you see you're allowed to do it. It's not called to be mafia the Kedusha. So Marissa knows there's a big difference. Hos o mikdushas mizbech kom afbilei. When you put a mum in the Bechor, true, you're not going to be able to bring it on the mizbech. You're taking off the Kedushas HaGuf of it. But mikdushas koyin le mafia le, but you're not taking it away from the koyin. When a Bechor comes out, even though it's a Baal Mum, still you have to give it to the Kohen. But Hocho, what Rav Mori bar Rochel did, Hocho, Afilu Mekdushas Kohen Kam Afkelei. By selling the ear to the guy, he made out that what comes out and has no Kedush at all. Like when he rises, not to give it to the Kohen at all together. So therefore, that was a Chsar, and that was something wrong he did. He shouldn't have done it. So that's why he got punished. V'boyis another Pshak about this. V'boyis Seimo, Rav Mori bar Rochel, Yodah Laknuya Kinyin Gomer, could we know? Could be there's no Aveira in being Machia the Kedusha. Since you made it, it was never Chal in the first place, could be there's nothing wrong with that. But here, what he did wrong was like this. That's true. Rav Mori bar Rochel knows how to sell the ear of the animal to the guy. He knows the kinyan of a guy, Rashi says. The kinyan by guy is only through money. So he knows how to give him money. So, you're Dalakun, you're kinyan gomer. But we have to be afraid. The Chosle in the Shachrin, other people will see him. The Yozo, the Yovah, they'll also do the same thing. They'll also go and sell the ear of their behemoth to the guy to free themselves from a Bechor. But the sovereign, they'll think
that Rav Mori milsudi of it, that all he did was just make a kinyan suda, he just made a simple kinyan. There won't be bekim in the real halacha what type of kinyan to make. And therefore, v'yosabol l'deit hakolo. Therefore, Rav Mori Baruch Hu made other people make mistakes. So that was his avera. It's interesting, even though Rav Mori Baruch Hu himself was machmir, and he gave it to the kayin, but still, since Lamaisi did something to pater from the chor, and other people see it and learn out from it, that's not a nice thing. So that's why he lost out. So Torah speaks out that Lamaisi here at Smashmo, that you should not sell the animal to a goy to mafti yourself from Kedushas Bechor. It's not a nice thing to do. So Torah speaks out, now Torah says, about you're allowed to do it this man is here. There's only also if you could do it, like the Gemara says, like a Yudizait, to be matal mum. But this man is there, we're not a book, we don't have to be matal mum in it. Like you are allowed to sell the part of it to the guy to part yourself from Kedushas Bechor. Yeah. Just as the Mishnah just says, Kahanim Ulevim Peturim Mikal V'Chayna. A Kohen of a Levi, if they have a Petach Hamor, they're potter from being partners and giving this seh to the Kohen. Mikal V'Chayna to Kal V'Chayna. In Potu Eshel Yisrael B'Midbar, it didn't wasn't the midbar that the Levim themselves parted the Bechor Yisrael. He didn't have to have a Bechor Yisrael. The Bechor Yisrael, the Kedusha was taken off and given to Levim. So every Levi parted the Yisrael in the midbar. If so, Dinu, for sure, it's a Svaro, Sheyiftu Eshel Atzmon, that Levim could free themselves. If they own their own Petach Hamor, they're parted from giving it, from being parted, they don't have to give anything to the Kohen. Alright, we'll stop here.